Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 27, Johannesburg 25.
Kom ons loer na jou verkeer. We're going to start it off in Lanesia, where there is slow-moving traffic. I beg your pardon, in Lanseria, where there is slow-moving traffic. That is on the N14, that is north of the R512 Malabonga Drive exit.
Here's a roundup of big news stories at lunchtime. We start at Parliament, where Cabinet has reaffirmed its support for the African Union and United Nations resolutions aimed at addressing the ongoing conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. It says diplomatic efforts and peacekeeping missions are essential to restoring stability.
Our education system needs to be responsive to the evolving skills needs of our economy. One of the most important ways of doing this is through structured technical and vocational education pathways in the schooling system that run parallel to the general academic education pathway.
That was supposed to be Minister in the Presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa will use its G20 presidency to promote inclusive and equitable education.
Our education system needs to be responsive to the evolving skills needs of our economy. One of the most important ways of doing this is through structured technical and vocational education pathways in the schooling system that run parallel to the general academic education pathway.
The president was speaking at the basic education sector Lekgotla in Ekurhuleni today. He says education is key to development. Bold One South Africa has urged Justice Minister Mamatloko Kubai to make public the National Register for Sexual Offenders. As promised, the minister promised to release the list by the end of February, whilst has been campaigning for the register to be made public over the past 2 years. Here's the party's Roger Solomons.
As Bossa, we are officially putting her on notice. She has exactly 24 hours to make this list public. Our communities deserve to know who these offenders are, who roam our streets, infiltrate our homes and enter the workplace. And if the minister fails to make this list public by tomorrow, as Bossa, we have no other choice but to embark on a mass public action.
Tshwane residents are facing dry taps today after power failure earlier this morning. It disrupted operations at the Klipdrift Water Treatment Works. The power outage also impacted the plant's ability to pump water. And is artificial intelligence a possible villain in South Africa's job crisis? Or could it be the answer to the country's unemployment crisis and spark new job opportunities more than ever imagined? The country's national unemployment rate stood at 32.1% in the third quarter of last year. But research ICT Africa's Roland Bunya says AI should not be feared.
The internet is a general purpose technology, right? The internet is used for everything. There's no sector that doesn't use the internet. So AI needs to be considered in that way.
Senior Associates at Power & Associates Sindile Kumalo says the way in which AI is redefining the workplace is not unique to South Africa.
We have a wealth gap in South Africa and a digital divide. And so when we speak of the need to foster AI skills for entry into the job market or for adaptation or whatever it may be, there are some people who may be left behind as a result of unequal access to opportunity, which speaks to broader sort of structural inequality. So it's really important that we understand which segments of society will find AI to be empowering and exploitative, and we get everyone, you know, able to understand what these tools mean.
Jacaranda FM looked at the impact of artificial intelligence on the job market in the country. To view the story, go to our website, jacarandafm.com, and click on news. I'm Chanel Satimba, back with more news in Afrikaans at 2.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.